Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Radon is a colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas that can cause serious health issues such as lung cancer. And one of the scary things about radon is that you can't smell, taste, or see it, is it's found in schools, office buildings, and even in your home. My guest today is Catherine Pruitt. She's Assistant Vice President for Health Education at the American Lung Association. Welcome to the show, Catherine. So when we think of radon, when I was buying this house 25 years ago, we had to check for it in the sump pump and all of that. And we were told at the time that this was a scam to get you to use these radon companies. But that's not true, is it?
No, not at all, Melanie. And I want to say thanks for this and happy Radon Action Month.
Okay.
Radon is certainly not a scam. And we're sorry to hear you had that experience. I'm sure you weren't alone. Radon really is the invisible threat. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Wow.
In the United States. We estimate that it causes about 21,000 lung cancer deaths in the U.S. every year.
Wow, it's the second leading cause. Well, there's something to learn, listeners. Go on, Catherine.
Yes, and the thing that's so scary about radon is, as you said, you can't smell it, taste it, or see it, but it does build up silently in our homes, and in some homes and other buildings, it can be accumulate at dangerous levels, and you don't even know it's there unless you test.
Okay, so where does it come from? Is it a ground gas that's like naturally occurring?
That's right, it is. It's a breakdown byproduct of some of the radioactive minerals that are naturally occurring in the soil. Uranium is one you've heard of, and there are a couple of others too, all over the world. And as those minerals decay, like radioactive materials do, they one of the byproducts is radon. Because it's a gas, it doesn't stay in the ground. It seeps up through the soil. Most outdoors, it just goes into the atmosphere. But if it comes up under your home, it can often find a way through cracks and crevices into your home.
Wow.
And then it can't escape. It gets trapped.
Then how do we know if we've got it? I mean, do you get a test? Is there companies that come out and test for radon?
Yes. The good news about radon is that it's easy to test and it's easy to fix. There are several different kinds of radon test kits, devices that actually sample the air in your home, if you put them in your home, and record how much radon, the concentrations of radon in the air that they sample.
Would you most likely put that in your basement, Catherine, or is it someplace you can put it all over the house?
As there's a lot of good guidance on lung.org/radon and on the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's website about how to do the tests. But in general, the rule of thumb is that you put the testing devices. You probably do want more than one because the air in your home can be different in different rooms. But it's just a couple. You don't need to put them in the basement unless you're spending a lot of time in the basement. EPA recommends that you place it in the lowest level of your home where you spend a significant amount of your time.
Ugh. Okay, well, that's me. I spend a lot of time in my basement, so
okay.
I'm going to get one of these because it's been quite a long time, and you say the treatment's easier. You know, back when we did it, God, they were telling us thousands and thousands of dollars to dig in. They had to make a funneling system, and so now what are we doing for radon?
Well, probably the procedure is the same, but sounds like they were really trying to discourage you from pursuing it at all. Because it is pretty simple. Some of the things you can do as a do-it-yourselfer, but there are lots of certified radon specialist contractors out there, either certified by the EPA or by your state, that can do the work for you. The first thing that's done is to really caulk up those openings, the places where the gases might be coming in. But that often doesn't do the trick because gas can come through things that you really wouldn't be able to see and fix. So there is a fan system where they go down below the slab and collect the gas before it has a chance to get into your home, and then vent it through a pipe up out the roof where it's out of everybody's breathing zone.
Are there requirements, Catherine, about radon and disclosing radon in your home, or if you're selling a home or buying a home, are there some things we should know about, you know, requirements for that?
That's something that's going to vary from state to state and probably even county by county. I know when we bought our home, we had to, the seller had to disclose, which means that there's a requirement in the real estate transaction that says, you know, yes, I tested my home for radon, or I did not test my home for radon. And if you did test, here's what I found. You know, unfortunately, sometimes realtors, in order to just make the transaction simpler, just say, oh, you know, don't test, you don't want to know, just say you don't know. But that's really not doing any of us and our children any good. So we really recommend
that. No, definitely not. But now what about the schools and buildings? I mean, in our own homes, of course, we can do stuff about that, but how would we even know if it's going on in the building that we work in or our children's schools?
There, I think a lot of areas of the country, schools have been tested, and that might be something you know, if you're concerned about the schools in your community, you can probably find that information out. I know in my county, the schools were tested several decades ago, and they're looking at that issue again. But in general, we've really focused on making sure that our homes are places that are where you're protected from exposure, because we spend so much time in our homes, more than any other kind of building.
So recently, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is taking steps, and you guys are involved in this?
Yes, we're thrilled about this. We've been trying to raise awareness about radon and making sure that radon protections are built into our systems and our structures for a long time, and so we're delighted to be working with some of the federal agencies and other national organizations on a national radon action plan, which is a set of steps and recommended steps and strategies that that really will, you know, build in radon protection so that individuals are protected whether they own or rent or are at school or in daycare.
So that's great that you guys are so involved, because what a great organization. In just the last minute and a half here, mm-hmm. Catherine, tell us a little bit about the American Lung Association and where people can find more information about you.
Oh, well, we are a nationwide organization. We're one of the oldest voluntary health organizations. We've been around since 1904.
Wow.
And our mission is to to save lives by improving lung health and preventing lung disease. Visit us at lung.org. And particularly if you go to lung.org/radon, you can learn more about this important health risk and what you can do about it.
Well, and January is Radon Awareness Month, so we are still in that month. You can go to lung.org/radon and learn more about radon. And as Catherine says, go get a radon kit this month and see if there's radon in your house. I mean, it's not that hard to take care of, and it is the second leading cause of lung cancer. I did not know this, so I learn things every day on my show. It's so interesting when we have these experts like Catherine on, because it really does hit home the things that we're all learning together. And, you know, when Catherine Pruitt, who is the Assistant Vice President for Health Education at the American Lung Association, comes on and tells us statistics like that, we have to take them seriously, because that is credible organization. So you can get more information at lung.org. And if you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.